Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it is good to be with you again on this Sunday. It's hard to believe that we are staring down less than 5 days until Christmas. It is here and upon us. But before we jump into that this morning, first I want to thank you. If you're driving down the highway today, you've turned us on and listening on KBOE 104.9 FM. I just encourage you, we got a good message this morning. And like I share with a lot of people, this is not your atypical Christmas message. Yes, we're going to look into the book of Luke and look at the shepherds, but at the same time, we're going to look at how Jesus Christ is coming back in the book of Revelation. So hold on to your seats this morning. It's going to be great. Maybe this morning you're traveling on your way to church, and some of you are still facing that mask mandate as you go and you're trying to worship. You know, try to do the best you can in the midst of that. And also, too, if you're sitting at home listening, thank you so much. But before we jump in this morning, I got two things that I'm excited about that's coming up actually in 2021. Our next Vital Gathering is going to be on January 10th at Debbie's Celebration Barn. And yes, we are doing it. A lot of people have wondered, well, we're going to do it or not do it. So much thing is going on with the mandates and things are going on. And our governor is actually, I think, again, my hat's off. She has done a good job helping us and keeping us safe the best that she can and looking out. Now, I know some folks will say, you know, I got a different opinion on that. We all have the right to our opinion, but I want to say my hat's off to our governor and her team, and I think she has done a wonderful job. But we're going to do a Vital Gathering on January 10th, Debbie's Celebration Barn. You're not going to want to miss it. We're going to do a theme, and I'm excited about that. We're going to be talking about that actually for the most part in our teachings coming in January. It's time to stand. We're going to look at an exciting man by the name of Gideon, who was an unseen hero, a man who was in hiding, and yet God calls him out and does amazing things in this man's life. And I think we have a lot of unseen heroes right where we live at today that God is calling up, wanting us to stand, make a statement, make us have an opportunity to be a voice in the midst of the craziness that we live in. So you're not going to want to miss that message coming up. As you can tell, I'm excited about it already. January 10th, Debbie's Celebration Barn from 5 to 7. We'll have the Vital worship team there singing fantastic stuff. We're going to do a lot of music and a lot of stuff that night. It's going to be a little bit different, a little more special. We're going to attempt to have food. We haven't got that set in place yet, but we're with the COVID-19. I tell you what, it is difficult to get that done. We're still not allowed for the most part go into a lot of restaurants yet, so we're going to get that figured out. Also, too, on January 12th, Vital Men is returning. Now, we're going to go back to the Vital Men's Ministry building back over on across the street from the First Christian Church. And for those who don't know where Jarsma Bakery is at in Oskaloosa, cattywampus from there. But we're going to start back up on January 12th and continue our teaching there as well. Some exciting things that are going on. We also, too, send out devotionals 6 days a week. You can go to vitalministries.org. Check out our website. We got some really cool things. We also, too, have attire, T-shirts, and stuff like that you can buy. And again, with it being at the end of the year, we're always asking if you have a donation or something that you're wanting to do and helping an organization, a 501. We are a 501, and if your donation counts, it will. If you have some extra, we would very much appreciate it. It takes money for any ministry to survive. And again, if that's something that you'd be interested in, you can go to vitalministries.org. But hey, I tell you what, this morning, let's jump into what God has for us today. And again, it's 5 more days to Christmas, a day of gathering, eating, and especially acknowledging Christ's birth. Last year on Christmas, I was with my wife and my son Brandon's family. We were walking on the beach in southern Florida. Man, I tell you what, we were at the Atlantic Ocean. It was not quite a Christmas that we had ever experienced before. The beaches were crowded with families. And to be honest with you, our Christmas dinner, we were eating at a fish taco restaurant outside, and we had a great time. But it was one that I'll never forget. It was a unique Christmas. And this is what I want to share with you a little bit about Christmas. Christmas always brings memories to us, doesn't it? A Christmas past. I think I go back and I think about my mom, who is the daughter of both George and Ruth Voss. They have long since passed, and my mother has been gone too for a little over 11 years now, and they had 9 children, 6 boys and 3 girls. And every Christmas, we got together and filled that small little house. There was no social distancing at that time. They were eating and laughter and grandkids, and people were everywhere. Those were good days and absolutely good memories. I just want to encourage you about that. My son reminds me of this, that he's done with his family, and I think he's really got it figured out about Christmas. He says, "Dad, Christmas isn't about the gift, it's about the moment. Moments that are created, because what happens is a lot of times as gifts, they end up in, be honest, they either in a garage sale or a new-to-you type store that goes and sends it at the secondhand place to sell. Because, to be honest, most of us don't like what we get anyway. Let's just be truthful with it. But there are those things that we do appreciate. But it's about the memories. See, Christmas itself brings a lot of emotions to a lot of people and a lot of expectations. From buying the perfect gift to anxiety, stress, and for many, sadness. We all are at a different place during the holidays. In my mind, we have allowed social media, materialism, and peer pressure to make the holiday season far from what is truly intended to be. We've been talking about highlighting in our teaching about Second Advent, the return of Christ for the next time when Jesus returns. But yet at the same time, we have the memories of Christmas past and also to the Christmas present. But in order for us to go forward, we need to revisit the past. That's why we're teaching today is, if you want to write this down, it's called, we're looking at a cradle, a cross, and a commission. Not your, what I would call, again, your atypical Christmas message, but this is what the Holy Spirit has spoken to me today. So let's get started. If you got your Bibles open, and you can do that, we're ready to receive some truth this morning as we look at Christmas. Point number one for us today is the cradle. See, we can't look at the miraculous first night in which Jesus was born in a manger without going back to the past and seeing how the Lord came and a host of angels spoke to a bunch of shepherds. So let's go to Luke chapter 2 this morning, starting with verse 8, and let's see what the Bible and these verses have to say to us this morning about the Christmas message. It says, "That night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But an angel reassured them. 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you good news that will bring you great joy to all people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord has been born today in Bethlehem in the city of David, and you will recognize this by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.'" Now, before we go on, this is not your typical way that you would think the Messiah would actually come. Neither did the Jewish people. But I love what goes on next. It says this, the angels broke out singing. Man, I tell you what, there is an all-out worship moment that's going on, and they start singing, "Glory to God in the highest in heaven, and peace on earth to those whom God is pleased." I don't know about you, but that this morning, that just brings chills up and down my back. Just thinking that a host of angels could be singing, and someday, folks, we're going to recognize this one great choir that we've never experienced. That gives us hope on Christmas Day, Christmas morning, and also, too, as we look at 2021. See, when the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Let's go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." Then they hurried to the village and found Mary and Joseph, and there was a baby lying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all of these things in her heart and thought about them often. See, the shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen. It was just as the angel had told them. See, there's some things that we got to look about in this story, this past Christmas, that I think that will bring us revelation as we look to the cross and as we also look to the commission. See, as we look at these things, some interesting things that jump out to me. Number one is angels came to the shepherds. over anyone else. No, they didn't come to the Pharisees or the Sadducees or the priests. No, the angels, God chose to send his angels to the most humble of all existence, shepherds. See, these men, they were what they would call the castaways in the society. They were considered unclean because they were raising sheep, and also too, they were also raising sheep for sacrifice. They would have to go to great length even to go to synagogue because they hung out with sheep. Yet I love it how God works the miraculous. He always comes to the humble. He always comes to the ones that are unforeseen and brings his glory. And I love that. See, they saw the radiance of God's glory surrounded them. Now, this morning, a lot of times we can talk about experiences about God's glory and the radiance. And some of the ones that are mostly significant is I go back. I'm going to take us a little bit back in time when the Promise Keepers events were happening and men were getting fired up and excited about Jesus Christ. And I can remember especially one time, this was the absolute coolest. We were in Boulder, Colorado. It was my first time, my first Promise Keepers. And I'll never forget this. Jack Hayford gave a message. And I tell you what, folks, it was amazing. It just tears me up this morning even thinking about the glory. I go back to that moment. And I remember these men falling to their knees about Jack Hayford. And then we started singing. We started singing and we experienced the glory of God. Yeah, we didn't. I tell you what, there was no angels, but man, we had a worship team that rocked the world. It was outstanding. But here are these men, and then all of a sudden, all the musicians stopped and we started singing a cappella. Wow, that was a moment that I'll never forget, the experience. And I think that was just a minimal of a glimpse of what it possibly could have been for those shepherds out there as they are hearing these angels. See, that kind of brings us to my next thing here is under this first point is that angels spoke to them. I find it interesting, don't you? Don't be afraid. I don't know about you. I've not. Can't say I've actually seen an angel. I might have experienced one. I don't know. But the thing is, they tell them about fear. Now, today, we got a lot of fear, don't we, this morning? We think about the COVID-19. We think about the shot that's coming. Do I take it? Do I don't take it? People are afraid as opposed to stepping into it. We still got the election that's still on the horizon yet. We've experienced this past summer, Antifa, Black Lives Matters. All these things have created and brought fear in the midst of our lives. But what I love about this is the angel said, told the shepherds, look at us, focus on us in the morning. And that's what Jesus does for us at the same time, folks. That's what brings us hope this morning. In the midst of the unknown, in the midst of the anxiety, in the midst of the stress, and the midst of the fear this morning, people who believe in Jesus Christ, focus on Jesus. Yes, we're going to celebrate this coming Friday of Christmas. But we're going to celebrate that Jesus has come and that he's returning again. We'll get into that a little bit more. But the third thing I kind of find the interesting is, it says, they brought the good news. See, they told the shepherds that Jesus, the Savior, is born. Their Savior of the sin in their life. They were actually going to be, to a point, kind of put out of a job a little bit. Because after Jesus goes to the cross, there's no need for lamb sacrifice. But they tell them, go to Bethlehem. You will find him laying in the manger. See, singing breaks out, and I love that. And that's one of what's going to happen with us this morning. Is I think, glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth to whom those things God is pleased. See, when we go to January 10th at Vital Gathering, we're going to have an opportunity, folks, in the midst. We're going to allow people. You're not going to have to wear a mask while you're doing worship. I guarantee you that. We're going to sing and proclaim the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is our Savior and that we worship him. See, folks, I think the thing we keep hearing about this revival that's coming. Folks, I believe it's already started. I believe it's already here. And we're going to have these opportunities to go to things like this, to Vital Gathering, to experience these moments in which God is going to show his glory. And by doing so, revival will break out. But the other thing, after it's all over with, after these shepherds have went and seen the angels, they go to find Jesus. I love that part. It says they went to hold on to the picture. That's a lot of times what we do. We want to hold on to this picture of the shepherds as they run to the manger. And you know, folks, this is what I think. I think when the angels were done, they were looking at each other, and I think they took an absolute run to go to Bethlehem to find the place of Jesus in a manger. See, they knew where Jesus was because automatically they knew, being in a manger, that he would be in some sort of stable. That clarified things for them on where to go. And I can only imagine that moment as these men stood. They saw their Savior wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in the manger. Can you get that wrapped in your mind for a moment? And there he was. See, Jesus is wrapped in swaddling clothes. The innocence of newborn life. Yet the truth, the baby in the manger came to die. The shadow of the cross was literally on the manger. Which brings us to point number two. Point number two, a cross. It says this in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus the Lord." See, folks, that is the gift. That, my friends, is the real gift of Christmas. Salvation for our sins. Not something we want to talk about on Christmas so much, on a Christmas message, but the gift of the covering of the sin that Jesus did for us on a cross. See, gifts are fun, and sometimes we even like what we've been given to us, don't we? But see, the ultimate gift this morning is the grace of God that God gave to all mankind through his Son, Jesus. It will never wear out. It will never grow old. That's the gift this morning, eternal life with Jesus. Maybe today you've never asked and received that gift. You've never asked Jesus Christ to be Lord. And oftentimes I think church makes it difficult. And I don't think it's difficult by any means. It simply comes to a place of confession, asking Jesus Christ. See, here's some of the verses that I just want to touch upon this morning. And if you're at home, you can write them down. Romans 3:23, it says this, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Man, I don't know about you, but that brings joy to my heart because that makes us all equal, doesn't it? No matter what race, color, creed, or whatever, that is all mankind. And it says again in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." But John 3:3 brings us hope. It says, "Unless someone is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." That's the gift. And then in John 14:16, Jesus says, "I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life." And then we have Romans 10:9-11. "If you confess, you shall be saved." 2 Corinthians says that no longer, 5:15 says, "No longer do I live for myself, but I live for Christ." And a Revelation 3:20 says that Jesus stands at the door and he knocks. That's the gift this morning. And that's simple. That's all you have to do is come and confess your sin before the Lord. The Lord is knocking on all those that hear. And I pray that this morning that maybe somebody is out listening and you have never asked Jesus Christ to be Lord of Savior. I tell you what, I have the greatest Christmas gift you will ever receive. And it's free. And it's free today to accept Jesus. You just got to ask him. Ask him to be your Savior this morning. Get away. It's simple. You just confess your sin. And by confessing your sin, you ask Jesus to come into your heart. And you receive the Savior of the world. Not the one that was born in the manger. You know, we go back and we look at that at Christmas time. Yes, he did come and it came to a manger. But see, the shadow of the cross was again on the manger. That's why Jesus came. It's hard to believe. I don't think for a moment that those shepherds had a clue that the baby they saw would eventually be on a cross, dying for them. That's the gift. And even more so, 3 days later, Jesus defeats death. He goes to hell, he grabs the keys away, and he comes back and takes away for all mankind who ask him to be Lord, that we can have eternal life with him and the Father and with the Holy Spirit. I tell you what, this morning, that gives me hope this morning. I know some of you have had loved ones that have passed, but that gives me hope. And I pray that this morning, again, that if you've never asked Jesus Christ to be Lord and Savior of your life, today is that day. Today is the opportunity of the gift. Which brings me to point number three, a commission. Again, we had a cradle. He's come to the cross. Now comes the commission. I want to take you this morning, not again, this is not your atypical Christmas message, because we're going to go to Revelation chapter 22, verses 7 through 12. And these are some red letter words that I love. This is the last portion of the book of Revelation with the disciple John, what he wrote, the one who is most loved, the beloved. And he writes this, and these are red letter words that Jesus spoke to him. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of prophecy written in the book. Then it says, I, John, am the one who heard and saw all of these things. And when I heard them and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. Don't you love that, man? He's having a one-time worship just with him and the angel. And it says this, but he said, no, don't worship me, the angel says. I am a servant of God, just like you. Your brothers, the prophets, as well as those who obey those things that are written in the book, worship only God. Then he instructed me, do not seal up the prophetic words in this book, for the time is near. Let the one who is doing harm continue to do harm. Let the one who is vile continue to be vile. Let the one who is righteous continue to live righteously. And let the one who is holy continue to be holy. These are the words of Jesus. He says, look, I am coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first, the last, the beginning, and the end. That, my friends, that, folks, is the Christmas story. That is the gospel message that Jesus is returned. That is the commission. And folks, with that commission, it's not quite yet. I think about that movie in The Gladiator. Remember that man that hung around with the gladiator, and the gladiator had passed. And he was looking down. He was burying some things of this man that he carried about his family. And he put it in the ground. And he says to himself, I'll see you soon, but not yet. That's where we are today. It's not yet. We have nothing to fear, folks. Let's get fear out of our minds as we look into, as I shared with you in January, it's going to be a time to stand. It's a time to a place where I believe the church is going to rise, and I believe with all that's within me, it's going to look different. It's not what we've seen in the past. It's not going to be the atypical thing. I think we're going to see birthing of different ministries, and folks, I believe this with all that's within me as well. The fivefold ministry, the prophetic, is going to come strong, and those who understand it and use it under the terms of the Holy Spirit, God is going to use them mightily. So we're going to hear some things, folks, that's going to shake and rock our world, because I think the prophets are going to come alive. I think the use of our prayer language and also the gift of tongues is going to be exploding. Yes, you heard me say that, and I do believe in all those things because it is written in God's word. But again, I'm going to say this, folks, hear me on this. It has its place. It's not done in a place of confusion or misunderstanding. It's done in a place in which there is order, because we serve a God of order, and he will use these things to speak through people to generate the explosion in my mind, because I believe the glory of the Lord is returning, and in the return, we'll see the revival, and in the revival, we'll wait with expectation, because it's not quite time yet, but it's getting close. And it's always been that way since Jesus left this world. It's getting close. They thought it when they actually wrote it. Paul thought in his time that he might see the return of Christ. But it wasn't quite time yet. And since then, all of the world, all of mankind, all the earth waits what's coming when Jesus returns. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, again, I just want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for, as we look at Christmas time itself, as we look at you and remember the time that you were in a manger. Yes, Lord, it's not something that we go back and we create an idol out of that. No, But it's a time of memory. It's a time of remembering. It's a time that we look back of what you did, how God the Father so loved the world that he sent you, his only son, to all mankind to find a way back to you. And Jesus, we want to again thank you for what the work that you did on the cross. We're humbled. We are sinful people, and we need you more than we've ever needed you before, Lord. And Lord, with that being said, we can't wait with expectation that we prepare our hearts for your return. Every person has a voice. Every person plays a place in your return, Lord. And we just pray that you would help us to see it and help us to show us the way to be. We love you, Jesus. Thank you for coming at Christmas time. And we thank you for your return again. In your name I pray. Amen. Folks, what an exciting time that we live. And again, I just want to encourage you. We have one more teaching that we're going to talk about next week. We're going to lean into a little bit of the prophecy after Jesus was born. We're going to look at Simeon and Anna and how the Lord worked for them. The prophetic was what was being said. They now saw with their own eyes, and how the prophecy plays a role in our lives today. You won't want to miss it next week. One more thing. Merry Christmas. I hope this Christmas, folks, brings peace. Peace, yeah, it's going to look different. Not all of our family members are going to be around the table just due to the fact of the mandates that are happening in our country. But with that being said, the great thing about our phones is we have FaceTime, and we can still see one another. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.